Configuring Zoom for iOS. When I last looked at the iOS app, we used it without a Zoom account, so we didn't sign in. I'd like to take you through that process now and have a look at how we configure the Zoom for iOS client so that it works optimally for your situation. I'm going to double tap on my iPhone 7 Plus to launch this app.
Zoom. Start a meeting.
And even without signing in, we can start a meeting.
Start or join a video meeting on the go. Page 1 of 4. Join a meeting. Button. Sign up. Button.
If someone has sent you a Zoom meeting ID, you can simply double tap join a meeting and type the meeting ID into the box that will come up. You can sign up right from within the iOS Zoom client if you would like a basic account for the benefits that we've discussed previously. I'll flick to the right.
Sign in. Button.
And assuming you already have signed up, for example, you may have signed up on your PC when you set it up there, you can sign in with that same account by double tapping sign in. I'll do that now.
Sign alert. Touch ID for Zoom.
Even though I've uninstalled and now reinstalled the app for the purposes of this tutorial, some Zoom information is stored in my iCloud keychain, and so it has asked me for my Touch ID to proceed. This is something that we can configure, and we'll show you how to do that in a moment. So I'm going to rest my finger on the Touch ID sensor.
Alert. Zoom would like to access your contacts. Allow. Button. Zoom would like to access your contacts.
And we got a message coming through the iPhone speaker in that case that Zoom would like to access my contacts. The reason why it came through the iPhone speaker is that when I have this cable connected to my mixer, Touch ID doesn't work. Go figure, as they say. So we're back connected now, and I'm asked if I want Zoom to be allowed to access my contacts. I'm happy with that because it makes it easy to schedule meetings and also use some of the instant messaging and one-on-one features of the Zoom for iOS app. So I'll flick through my choices.
We will use your contacts to easily connect you with friends on Zoom. Don't allow. Button. Okay. Button.
And I'll double tap OK.
Okay. Alert. Zoom would like to access your calendar. Allow. Button.
Let's see if there's any further explanation on the screen.
We will use your calendars to easily schedule your meetings on Zoom.
And it's extremely handy, so I'm going to go ahead and do this because I often schedule meetings from the iOS app, and they appear in my iCloud calendar, which syncs all over the place. It syncs to my PC, it syncs to my Amazon Echo, so wherever I am, I don't have any risk of forgetting that I have a Zoom Cloud meeting coming up.
Don't allow. Button. Okay. Button.
I'll double tap okay.
Okay. Alert. Would you like to use Zoom with Siri? Allow. Button.
And if the consistency is followed, we'll find some further information about why we might like to do that on the screen.
Some of your Zoom data will be sent to Apple to process your requests. You can use Siri to easily start a call on Zoom.
Sounds good to me.
Don't allow. Button. Okay. Button.
I'll double tap OK.
Okay. Alert. Zoom would like to send you notifications. Notifications may include alerts, sounds and icon badges. Don't allow. Allow. Button.
Yes, I want to receive notifications.
Allow. Zoom. Contents. Tab. 3 of 4.
And finally, we're in the Zoom app with all of its permissions granted, except for use of the camera, and we will get to that if we ever start a video meeting. There are a series of tabs at the bottom of the screen. Right now, we're interested in customizing the app to our preferences, so I'll perform a four-finger tap to get to the bottom right of the screen.
Settings. Tab. 4 of 4.
And the Settings tab is the fourth of these four tabs. I'll double tap it. I get no feedback after having done so, but I'll go to the top of the screen by performing a four-finger tap towards the top of the screen.
Settings. Heading.
And flick to the right.
Jonathan Mosen. Phone contacts matching. Button.
If I double tap this option, then we're presented with what Zoom thinks is my phone number, and this can help people locate me. I have no difficulty with that. If somebody's got my phone number, then hopefully I do want them to contact me. If by chance someone's got my phone number who I don't, then you can always block them. So we'll flick to the right.
Synced calendars. Button.
If I double tap this button, we're taken to a screen that for now just has one option available, and that determines whether Zoom meetings are synced to your calendar. It's a good thing to have on, in my opinion. I'll flick to the right.
Meetings. Button.
And now we have a bunch of options pertaining to meetings, so I'll double tap and we'll have a look.
Meetings. Meeting settings. Back button.
I'll flick to the right.
Meeting settings. Heading. Auto connect audio. Switch button. Off.
I have a strong preference for having this on myself. You may well feel differently, but when I connect to a meeting, I want the audio to begin straight away. Now remember, this doesn't necessarily mean that your own microphone is automatically unmuted, but it does mean that when you go ahead and join a meeting, you start hearing what other people are doing right away. It's unlikely, for me at least, that I will join the meeting with my iPhone and want to call in to the meeting separately. If I've got my phone there and I'm capable of joining the meeting, then I don't need to phone the meeting. The audio quality will be better if I just use the iPhone itself. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap to change the default setting and make sure that whenever I join a meeting on my iPhone, the audio is always on.
On.
And now I'll flick to the right.
Automatically connect audio using internet when joining a meeting.
So that is an explanation of what this option does. We'll flick to the right one more time.
Always mute my microphone. Switch button. Off.
I think there may be many voiceover users who would like to enable this feature. So you've got the best of both worlds then. You automatically join the audio so that you can hear what other people are doing in the meeting, but you're not under any kind of pressure to stop your speech from chattering away or be in a quiet environment. And you know that no one can hear you until you're ready, and then you can go ahead and unmute your audio whenever you wish to talk. So you may well wish to turn this on. For now, I'm going to leave it off, which means that when I connect to audio, it's automatically unmuted.
Always mute my microphone when joining a meeting.
And the next one pertains to video.
Always turn off my video. Switch button. Off.
I definitely want to enable this so that video isn't started unless I expressly choose to start it.
On.
And then there's the explanation after.
Always turn off my video when joining a meeting.
I'll flick to the right.
Meeting reminder. Switch button. On.
And the explanation for this one?
Zoom will remind you to join upcoming meetings.
I find that very handy. Also, you will get an email by default if there's a meeting coming up that you have agreed to join.
Closed captioning. Switch button. On.
Here, closed captioning is on by default. Of course, it does have to be enabled by the meeting host.
When closed captioning is available, Zoom will display it on the main video.
I'll flick to the right.
Integrated calling. Switch button. On.
This is a feature that was introduced with iOS 10, where third-party applications can integrate with the standard phone application programming interface that iOS offers.
Receive incoming calls on your lock screen and make Zoom calls from your device's phone list.
I find this very handy, so I definitely can't see a use case really for turning it off, because the audio quality of the calls is extremely good, so I like it when somebody calls me via Zoom.
Show my connected time. Switch button. Off. Display a clock showing how long you have been connected to the meeting. Touch up my appearance. Off. Retouches the video of yourself that displays during meetings.
Well, I guess that could be quite attractive. It's kind of the free version of a facelift, maybe.
Retouches the video.
And that is the end of this particular screen, so I'm going to perform a two-finger scrub to activate the back button.
Settings. Heading.
And it's good to see that this client is highly accessible and respects that gesture. I'll just tap the center of the screen to get back to where I was previously.
Messages.
Messages is the next option. I'll double tap to have a look at the options available here.
Messages. Message settings. Back button.
And flick right.
Message settings. Heading. Message notifications. Switch button. On.
This is self-explanatory, but I believe there is a small explanation here on the screen.
Enable Zoom notifications via settings greater than notifications on your iPhone when notifications was disabled.
Notifications are enabled, and so when somebody sends me a message using the instant messaging capabilities of Zoom, I'll receive a notification. It's no different really from receiving a message on a client like Facebook or WhatsApp.
Received notifications. Heading. Always. selected. After I am offline from desktop chat.
Again, there's no right or wrong option here, but I think that I would prefer to receive notifications from my iPhone about messages, even when I am online on my desktop. So I'm going to flick left.
Always.
And double tap always.
Selected. Always.
VoiceOver confirms that always is selected if I flick right.
After I am offline from desktop chat.
And that option is no longer selected. So let's continue through this messaging screen.
In-app vibrate. Switch button. On.
You'll get a vibration when there is a message. I find that quite handy.
In-app alert sound. Switch button. On.
So you've got control over whether you receive a vibration, a sound, or both.
Specify your notification preference by sound or vibration when a new message arrives. Show offline contacts. Switch button. On.
There's no explanation of this one here on the screen, but it is the same as the one that we saw when we were reviewing the configuration choices for the Windows client. So if you show offline contacts, the screen could be quite busy depending on the number of contacts that you have. If you want to streamline the screen, then you can choose to hide offline contacts. So I'm going to double tap this.
Off.
And now show offline contacts is set to off. I'll perform a two-finger scrub to get back to the previous screen because that was the last choice.
Settings. Heading. Messages.
And flick right.
About. Button.
We have an about screen which tells us the version of the client we're running and other information.
Copyright. Copyright.
And copyright information.
Meet and chat. Tab. 1 of 4.
And then we're back to the tabs at the bottom of the screen, which we'll explore later.